We've got Memorial Hospital. And if you have not been down Columbus Road for a long time, mercy. There's all sorts of activity here. Right across from the station's new location at 223 Columbus Road. Anyway, Memorial Health System. And folks, maybe over the years you've heard the term Marietta Memorial, right? Well, it's the same thing, except that they have a number of different locations, including this new facility being built here in Athens. And so they dropped the word Marietta. Is that fair to say? Huh?
That is a fair description. We've become so regional and have so many locations now. We still have Marietta Memorial Hospital, but that's just one location.
Right. Well, our guests today and the person you just heard from, Scott Cantley, who is the CEO and president of Memorial Health System. We also have with us Dr. Dan Breese, and he's an osteopathic physician. And he's the chief medical officer for all the different locations, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Good morning, and thank you for having us.
Wow, it's our pleasure, really. The history of Marietta Memorial, let's go way back. How long ago?
Oh, we're nearing 100 years. We're about at 85 years right now. So, an older hospital, like many hospitals in this country, back in the 30s and 40s, Marietta said, we'd like to have a hospital in our town too. And so a group of community leaders began to get together and form this nonprofit hospital that was very community based.
Yeah. Well, Scott, you've been in your position as the chief operating officer, chief executive officer. How long now?
Oh, about 13, 14 years I've been the CEO of the health system.
Wow. And look at all the things that have changed during those years. I mean, and your expansions and all of that. Was this your vision?
Our vision, my vision was always, let's make a really great healthcare. And, let's serve this community in the, best way we can and treat people the way we'd want to be treated ourselves. And
each of the communities that you're serving.
Each of the communities. Yeah. And so, these opportunities to grow and serve the region in a more robust way. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why the economics of healthcare are the way they are, but certainly, our growth has really just been a product of people wanting to get their healthcare as close to home as they can. And
right. They've
been choosing us more and more frequently, so we kept on growing.
And that's a good thing.
It is.
I've been here a long time. Some might say too long. But the point is that, we have had Oblenis, which then became Ohio Health. And then Holzer came in with a facility. Now Marietta is coming in with Memorial Health, formerly known as Marietta Memorial, with this grand, beautiful facility, and it's exciting. In fact, you even visited this. This is a modular unit, right? That it's made out of, 200 modules, did I hear?
Yeah, just over 200 component pieces to this building, yes.
And you visited it just recently, and it was all like pre-assembled but not finished. But I mean, like where the joints would be from each of these modules meeting up, that wasn't done, but that'll be done once they're permanently placed here in Athens, right?
That's correct. This is a we thought this being a university town that's prides itself on innovative, contemporary methods, that this was the right time for us to try this. We've built some beautiful buildings, and we've done them traditionally over the years, but...
So this is your first attempt at this sort of thing?
This is our first... This is the first time we've used this construction technology.
Okay.
But it's not the first time it's been used,
of
just
course.
The first time we've used it.
Right.
And... we thought this was the right opportunity. There's a lot of reasons, a lot of advantages to doing the building this way, but But it was incredible. I walked through the Athens facility. I walked through the rooms, through the ER. It's all there. It's
and like they even test the plumbing and everything all in advance. So all these modules, even though the seams aren't done where they fit together, it's a working building on location at the plant that made it, right?
That's correct. It's sitting in a what appears to me to be like an old steel mill up in Pennsylvania where they converted it into this construction facility. The building is built. We walk through it, multiple stories. We walk through each story and walk through the trauma rooms. We walk through the ambulance bay. We walked into all the treatment rooms. The med gases are on the walls. The know casework's there. Everything's there. All the plumbing's there. They've already tested it all. It's really an amazing way to build buildings in Asia. You know, we've seen whole hospitals built this way and moved, even after they're built on location, moved again and reassembled in a third location. And so this is becoming the way construction is being done in a modern era with robotics and precision and reduces cost and accelerates the speed to market.
Well, you know, when it was Marietta Memorial. You've been here for quite a while, just in a much smaller and simpler location. Not location, I didn't mean that, but services, mm-hmm. right? And I think it's amazing that we have, three wonderful entities serving this region. And Marietta Memorial going to be a huge step up from what you've been doing, right? Yeah. So what services has Memorial Health been offering in Athens up to now?
Well, I want to expound upon one of the statements you already made. And,
okay.
We believe that as we serve the communities, each and every one that we kind of move into, we make all of our investments locally in those communities mm-hmm. to keep the healthcare local, to deliver the healthcare locally, and to really give the patients that sense of, you can stay home and get good, high quality, exceptional healthcare. So over the last several years, we've started to rotate some specialists down here. We have primary care as a base, of course, and we have those in a few different locations. But we've also started to offer ENT services, the ear, nose, and throat physician that we have down here, Dr. Schuster. We also have some OBGYN services that we've been offering down here, currently with Dr. Bertuna. And we also have orthopedic services that are here, and these are here each and every day. Dr. Jason Reed is here locally and actually operates locally in our surgery center
right
down the block. But in the future,
I think I coached Jason as a young man.
Did you?
In sports, I mean.
Oh, he's very active in sports. Yeah. I know his children are, yeah. and he's as busy as he is. You think he still gets out and coaches as well. So we're so happy to have him. And a lot of Athens County is very familiar with Dr. Reed and the work that he's done and the lives he's already impacted.
And Dr. Bertuna, I know that name as well, yeah. Well,
Dr. Bertuna's father actually worked with us, too, for a while, right before retiring.
Yeah.
So we were so happy to have them both.
And they live out on Fisher Road. So, the facility that you're going to be erecting here, and there's been all sorts of construction activity out here for the foundations and the storm sewers and all that sort of thing that have to be done before you ever build a building. Is it going to be a hospital? Will there be overnight stays? You know what I mean? Is it a full service hospital that is being built here?
We're building in Athens essentially what we built for your listeners that have been through on Route 50 through Belpre.
Yes.
We're building pretty much what we built there. So the answer to your question is it'll be a full-service campus operating 24 hours a day with that ER.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year here to serve the community. Overnight stays, at this point, we didn't plan inpatient beds on this campus.
Okay.
But we have a plan for if we continue to grow and expand services, that's a possibility, just like we're adding those inpatient beds now to the Belpre campus after it got established and, has grown and developed. Now we're adding inpatient beds there. And so I think that we're not going to lead with inpatient experiences, but we're going to lead with the vast majority of what we do anyway, every day, even in Marietta at our home base, is about 75% of what we do is done outpatient.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can do most all of the things that our health system does for our community. The care that we deliver is done outpatient. And so we can provide all of that here in Athens and let people get their care right here at home and get right back to their daily busy lives after their care experience.